Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kara Lee of the Certified Angus Beef Program joining us in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Kara Lee is the Certified Angus Beef Production Brand Manager. We talk with her about the recent successes of the branded beef effort of the Angus breed, especially the billion pounds sold in the just concluded fiscal year.
You know, the billion pound mark is certainly something that we're very excited about and very proud of. But the reality is that it's so much more than a milestone for our brand. It's truly a testament to our licensed partners in food service and retail and international all across the globe, and also a real testament to the cattle producers across the country who have truly stepped up to the plate to supply that high quality beef demand that billion pounds requires.
Seems that, you know, when you get to those kind of numbers, you're talking about a lot of moving parts.
We really are. We know that in order to supply just that demand from this past year, it's about 80,000 head of cattle a week that we need to be qualifying for the brand. And we know that those decisions are not made overnight. The decisions that farmers and ranchers are making today in their cow herd are ultimately going to impact the beef that we see coming through the line within the next 1 to 2 years.
And a big challenge for CAB just a few years ago, sourcing enough cattle.
Yes, and you know, if we have seen one silver lining from the all-time record low national cow herd that we saw a couple of years ago, it has been that the cattle that we have today, that we are rebuilding that cow herd with today, are better than they've ever been. Cattlemen were looking at better genomic tools to make sure that they were carefully selecting to keep back the right ones. We are at an all-time high acceptance rate right now. Our acceptance rate for cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand this last year ticked upwards of nearly 29%, which is a 5% increase from last year. So just truly incredible what we've been able to do as we've rebuilt that cow herd, making sure the cattle we have are the right kind.
Tell me a little bit about some of the strategy of really connecting with the consumer. Angus has always been kind of a magic name, it seems like, in recent years for the consumer, but you've got the next step up with that CAB brand in the mind of a lot of folks.
You know, you're right. And with over 200 brands out there today with USDA and over 140 of them utilizing the word Angus, we know that it's more important now than ever to hold the equity of the Certified Angus Beef brand. It's those 10 science-based specifications that the consumer is expecting to make sure they have a high-quality eating experience across the board. And when we look at consumer demand for beef, we know that their demand for a high-quality beef product like the Certified Angus Beef brand is much higher than their demand for a commodity choice product. We're never going to be able to compete with other proteins in terms of price. People don't go to the grocery store to buy beef because it's cheap. They buy beef because it tastes great. And if we want to compete with those other proteins, we need to make sure that we're continuing to do that based on taste.
Tell me a little bit about the strategy of right, you know, positioning the variety of cuts that gives you various price points, though, for that consumer.
You know, that was something that we were paying especially close attention to a couple years ago when all the cattlemen were enjoying all-time record highs for beef prices. In a lot of cases, that put some of our retail partners and food service partners in a little bit of a pinch because they were having to respond to those high prices as well. And if I'm running a fine dining steakhouse, I want to still be able to merchandise the Certified Angus Beef brand on my menu, but perhaps some of those beef prices could be a little bit inhibitive at some times. And so we have an entire team within our sales and marketing force, our culinary team, who are wonderful resources for our partners to help them understand how to utilize some of those maybe less merchandise cuts within the carcass, and then how to just get creative with some of those products that we've been using for a long time. You know, a perfect example is we're coming into the holiday season. prime rib is a very traditional cut for the Christmas time season. And we know that the price of ribs is always going to be a little bit higher this time of year, simply because of that demand. And so as we're working with food service customers about ways that they can still continue to feature a high quality product like the Certified Angus Beef brand, but still meet the price point they need, maybe it's looking at perhaps a strip loin instead. Just one example of a lot of different ways that we can cut that carcass.
Kara Lee with a Certified Angus Beef Program. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmer's Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.